I think we were working all year, not just the last couple of weeks, and I think we deserve it. So everyone is looking forward. We know what we have to do, and it's going to be a big game tomorrow. So yeah, I said looking forward. Stadium will be full, many people over there. So we have to first work on the pitch and beat the Brighton.
How much does it speed having just missed out, in the Championship playoff final with Watford 3 years ago?
This is one of the worst memories in my life, because we are working all year to achieve something, and we did it. And be fair, like, I think we were the same position like Brighton, because last game we lost against the Leeds, I think 2-1, and we just needed to win that game, and we were in the Premier League. So the last game we lost it, and then we have to take the focus for the playoff. And I think we play against the Leicester. We lost that game. We lost away game 1-0, and then we beat the Brighton, the Leicester 3-1 home. It was I think 94 minutes, and was the knockout. I think he missed the penalty, and that was the counter attack, and we scored the winning one. So this we went to the Wembley, and be fair, that game in the Wembley was really bad, not just from our side, but from Crystal Palace as well. It was a nice game. We go to overtime, and then we concede the goal from the penalty spot.
Made you laugh a little bit that you're
going to
be coming up against Anthony
Knockout
again.
Yeah, he'll be there again. So I know him. He's a good player. I think he's one of the best in the Brighton. So we have to take care about him. But on the pitch is 11 players, not just the one. But I think we have to play our game, not to take the focus just about the Brighton. Just play our game how we used to play in the home games. And I think most of the games we dominate on our pitch. So let's go there. Be focused on every single ball and try to win that game.
You said that they're the favourites. They obviously finished up in 15 points.
Yeah, it's right.
So what have you got to do then to prevail, do you think, over these two legs? What was going to be the key?
The key will be, I think, to have the clean sheet in the home game, to try to score as many goals as possible. That's simple, but we know even if we go out away there, we can beat them over there as well. We didn't lose any game with them, so it was twice draw. So we just know they are a little bit favorite than us, but we are fully confident to go for those two games.
How much will tension play a part in both games?
Can you tell me again?
How much will tension, anxiety, fear play a part?
It's always nice to play this kind of the games now. Like if you go to the playoff now, you will have 40,000 in the stadium. Everyone is excited for this kind of the game. That's why you play the football. That's why you want to be part of this game. So, yeah, everyone is looking forward to play this game. And how I said, we would like to make the Sheffield Wednesday fans happy. So we will do everything tomorrow. We'll try to win that game, and I can promise I will even die on the pitch if I want to win the game.
But when both teams get out there and there's so much at stake, will there be nerves, anxiety? If it's the team that can perhaps express themselves and not worry too much about the fears that might.
I think we are not under pressure. More under pressure will be Brighton, because they were close to the Premier League, and I think this is bigger expectation from that side, not from our side. From us was the target was to reach the playoff, and then we did it. So we can go on the pitch like with a clean head, and we can enjoy these two games.
And when you see teams like Watford making their way in the Premier League, staying in the Premier League, does that inspire you?
Be fair, it's the big surprise for me. The Watford did really well. They started really well, and they did a great season. Of course, it's inspiring me, because everyone would like to go to the Premier League and be there and play this kind of the games. No, you have the full stadiums, nice stadiums. One of the best players on the board, so I would like to be there once, so it's my target as well.